or 9 a.m. deadlines. In local news, urgent talks were held in Nambour on Tuesday in response to almost 30 rough sleeping sites being identified in local parks and growing community calls for change. Those involved included State Minister for Housing Sam O'Connor and Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli, as well as other government representatives, support services, health officials and police. A petition calling on the Sunshine Coast Council to make parks and public spaces, quote, safe again, including for those sleeping rough, gathered more than 1,500 signatures in less than 3 weeks. Minister O'Connor stated that outreach data confirmed the number of those sleeping rough had doubled since May this year. Nambour Community Centre Manager Anna Greenfield expressed that many seeking assistance had arrived from the Brisbane and Moreton Bay regions on the train line. Ms. Greenfield stated that the centre had to reduce its drop-in hours due to demand, and that changes must be made to support those rough sleepers, who currently live in a, quote, state of constant trauma.
Brisbane is set to sweat after storm threat as southeast Queensland receives double the average August rainfall, with some warm weather inbound as skies clear. Meteorologists recorded that some areas across the southeast, like the Gold Coast, received nearly twice as much rainfall this year than on average for August. Despite the wet weather, the weekend is expected to be clear with above average temperatures into the mid-20s. Sunday midday is also expected to have perfect weather for a walk.
In national news, researchers following Australian birds and their communication habits have found that in areas with more light pollution, local birds will sing for longer in the morning. The international study followed bird species across the world, with Australian scientists focusing on the magpie lark, which saw an average increase in warbling by 50 minutes compared to birds that lived regionally. While scientists are unsure if the change of singing habits due to light pollution are affecting avians all over, it is known that the night sky brightens by 10% each year in populated areas.
And a new study from the University of Melbourne has concluded that the Victorian mountain ash forests are on track to lose a quarter of their trees in the coming decades as global temperatures continue to increase. Most notably affected has been the Eucalyptus regnans, one of the tallest trees recorded on Earth, growing to heights of 80 metres tall, have been found to decline by about 9% for every degree of warming. Mountain ash forests, such as the ones which populate the central highlands of Victoria, are considered one of the world's most carbon-dense forests, storing more carbon per hectare than the Amazon. Due to this, the study has concluded that as more trees die and decompose, the forest will eventually shift from carbon sinks to sources of further emission.
In international news, a Portuguese firefighter was severely injured on Thursday local time, as wildfires across central and northern Portugal continue into their fifth day, with at least 3 people being killed in the blazes over the past week. The fires have burned an estimated 274,000 hectares, tripling the national annual average over the past 2 decades. Strong winds have complicated the firefighting effort, as record heat waves have fueled fires in both Portugal and Spain, with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez claiming the joint operations to curtail the fires are probably the largest European civil mobilisation on record.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cool, foggy and a little drizzly like Silent Hill. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.